the body of 12-year-old J.V. Vanuya is lowered into a hastily dug grave in front of the San Joaquin Parish Church. Hours earlier, the girl's neighbors, returning to their destroyed home, could not ignore the overwhelming stench leading to the decaying remains of the sixth-grade student. The community's lay minister, Alex Villanobardia, says every day an awful odor reveals the fate of additional congregants.
You can detect that there are dead bodies because of the smell. It smells worse. When it's the smell of the deceased animals is different from the deceased people.
There are already about 250 bodies here, and more are being buried every day. Despite the hardships that the living are going through right now, every effort is being made to give the dead some dignity and respect.
All 2,000 families of the San Joaquin neighborhood have been severely affected by the typhoon. Only about one-fourth of the families remain. The rest have fled or are dead. In this spot in the makeshift church cemetery, 17 members of one family have been laid to rest together. Visiting the survivors here every day is Jennifer Hardy of Catholic Relief Services. She always tries to cheer up the children who have become homeless, hungry, and heartbroken.
We're at the site of a mass grave, so I think the reality of the situation has sunk in to some extent. But what is still to be determined is how long this recovery effort will take. That's what I think people, as they go through day by day, they'll be wondering, you know, why aren't things better yet?
Most of the San Joaquin adults were well on the way to a better life, relatively prosperous by Philippine standards, employed as teachers or government workers. But their government has not responded as they might have expected. There are no search and rescue teams here, no forensic specialists, not even a mortician. The authorities have only supplied one critical item, body bags. Steve Herman, VOA News, Palo, in the Philippines.